Welcome to the Victor Collins Asabre podcast. We pray the Holy Spirit will speak to you and stir you up as you listen to this anointed, transformative, and down-to-earth teaching by Bishop Collins. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Enjoy the message.
Speak to our hearts. Bless our time of fellowship. Let us not leave the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. All right, you may be seated. Okay. So you are supposed to be servants who are going to be trained and armed. Ask your neighbor, do you understand what a bishop is saying? Tonight, I want to just speak briefly about a mega church. All right? I feel that we need to hear and believe in wanting to be part of a big church. It is not, oh, a big church for the bishop, a big church because we don't know anything about a big church, but a big church has advantages for you as well. There are good things that a big church brings. And I'm praying that tonight you will begin to desire to be part of a church that is physically large. Because I am sure that a big church is only the dream of maybe a pastor and not the servants who are armed and trained. Some people are used to big families. Calvin, isn't it? Some people like big families. Some people like one boy, one girl. Some people don't want one boy, one girl. When they get one boy, they are okay. They say the boy will bring woman, a woman will bring children. Some people don't want children at all. So you would think that, oh, a big family? Everybody likes a big family. No, everybody likes a big family because a big family comes with all kinds of things. But if you're part of a big family, it's also very nice because there are advantages. You get it. Your brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, they will go here, they'll study this, they'll go this way, they'll go that way. You will see that if you ever need help, there are a few options you can call upon. If you have only one brother or you're alone, lonely. Kisa, you know the song? Mr. Lonely. Adam, do you know the song? How did you know the song? You know your Yakufi, but you know the song. Huh? He loves the song. He should love the song. I don't understand that proverb. Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah, I know you understand what they're saying. You don't understand. All right. See Reverend Calvin after church. He was referring to Sunday night. The conversation we had outside. You remember? You're behaving like you don't remember. Okay. He doesn't want to remember. He has to remember. All right. So we're saying that you must want to be part of a big church. It is something that will help you. You see, whilst you are here on earth, you have to have things working in your favor. Whilst you are here in Guyana, you have to have things working in your favor. If you belong to a small group, you are exposed to a few things. If you belong to a bigger group, you'll be exposed to bigger things and bigger opportunities. I don't think we have come to the point where we really want to be part of a big church. And therefore, it has become our passion and our intention to make sure that the church becomes big. The spiritual reason for ensuring that the church is big is that many people are now going to go to heaven as God wants. But you see, if many people are going to go to heaven, you really don't care. Because if you're in heaven, you wish you were there alone by yourself. So you can have God to yourself. Yeah, I'm sure some of us, if we get God, we will not allow somebody else to come close to God. So God, don't worry, she. You stay holy with me here. And solve all my problems for me. So there are spiritual reasons why the church must be large. You get it? I don't think that those spiritual reasons really interest you. Oh yeah. We should have a large church because we need more people to pray. You don't like that. It's not something that really care. Do you really believe that more people should pray? But if you have to have a mega church because you will get a husband,
amen.
That's personal. I think you like to be more eager to contribute towards something. So it's just like box hand. Now, how many of you are into box hand? Will you be honest to tell me? Should I ask or shouldn't I ask? Yeah, Carol has already lifted her hand. Yeah. How many are into box hand? Okay. Why you shouldn't lie. Is it Charlene? Not this year. You vex. You're done with that 2023. I like that, man. I like that. Yeah, no. This year we ain't doing all them thing, man. We done. Yeah. Look, can I see the hand again? No, that's how some people do their things and it helps them. There's nothing wrong about doing box hand. Yeah. The only thing is that you have to pay your tithe, that's all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is when you're doing boxing, it really doesn't matter when you give the money away. You have a certain personal interest in the fifth month. That come the fifth month, I drawing. Yeah. That personal interest takes away any psychological disturbance that will make you think that somebody is taking your money, somebody is holding your money. Are you sure? Will he give it back? Will he not thief it? No. There's a personal interest. And that supersedes every other reason. And I'm praying that you will also have a very personal interest in the church getting larger. Even if you don't care whether a lot of prayer goes on. Even if you don't care about the spiritual reasons, at least you should care that you will be affected when the church is large. And therefore, from today, just like Sister Charlene said, not this year. This year, you take a decision that I will personally be involved in making sure that this church is large. You see, That's why I was talking about the ashes. You see a disconnection between those who wear these red tops and the interests of the church. There's a clear disconnection. I mean, I walk around like I don't see, but it is appalling. It is detestable that there are people and there are men who say they are the servants of the church. They only come to receive offering. In fact, there are girls who can receive the offering. And tonight, we even started. You don't have to take any offering. Because that bit doesn't make you an usher. It's an insult to me and to the God we serve. That you call yourself an usher and you come at 8 o'clock. No, you see that? This compound here, this church here, Many of you don't care. It's not your house. Your house is where you're going to. And it shows by when we close how quick you are to leave. You don't sleep here. This is not your house. Whatever goes on here doesn't concern you. That's what I'm talking about. A certain personal interest connected to the church and connected to this place. There's a blessing in that. I said there's a blessing in that. Because many of the spiritual reasons, you will not care anyway. This is a holy place. You don't care. If you really believe that this is a holy place, you come here all the time. Huh? Now, you should see how the guys, I mean, Earl had to stop what he's doing. Then have to start arranging the chairs alone. Then you say you have ashes. Somebody got to be crazy. I said somebody got to be crazy. You have become like Pharisees. You have become like religious people who just wear a type of dress and come and sit down all day, all Sunday. And nothing pricks your mind as to doing things a little different. And if I leave you like this, you do this until you are dead. Ashes should even come and water plants around here. Yes. No, you can see how on a Saturday it's only Francine and Elizabeth who sweep and clean this church. It's proven by that. You are not connected to this place. You don't care. It doesn't affect you. What affects you is in your house. What affects you is outside of here. What intrigues you, what concerns you, is not here. And you see, as long as this place, you are not connected to this place in a certain personal way, your life also will also be concerned. God will be concerned about your life in a certain way also. King David said it, a day in your house is better than 1,000 out there. I'll dwell in your house forever. Hallelujah. For example, Timothy King, who came here to preach the other evening, he was asking for pictures. If there are any pictures that, you know, I can share with him. So I sent him some pictures. The guy is so excited. He said, these are pictures, memorable pictures. Oh, man of God, thank you so much. I'm grateful to you and your team. It's just pictures I sent him. Then he said, do you have one that my wife is inside? I also want to tell my wife and show her. They had to ask the people, is there one with the wife inside? They found one or two for me. I said, oh, I mean, that's a cream on the case. The cream. Okay. Pictures of his time here. He's excited. Do you think you have that feeling? So something needs to change with our hearts. That is also why a large church really will not happen. Because it takes you and your interest in it for it to happen. Not just me and my interest. Me and my interest, it goes to just a certain point. But your interest in ensuring that we are part of a big church with advantages that even if you are selfish and you are whatever, things that will help you. Now, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, I want to give you one or two reasons that you should think about. I'm not coming to stand here and parrot and read a book to you like a Pharisee. I want you to think about the thing. I want you to think about the advantages, the benefits. And we are people who do things for benefit. And there's also a benefit in making sure that you are part of a church, that when you are coming to church, you come with three buses, that the three buses that you are in charge of, there's something beneficial about it. It's not just money. It's not just whatever. But there's also something personally connected to your interest if you bring buses and three buses and four buses and people to church. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The laborers are few. Wow. Is it true or not? The type of laborers that God wants. Do you believe that in the kingdom of God, there's a shortage of people who God needs to do something? If you go to heaven, that God lacks an electrician. Do you think something like that is in heaven? Showing. God is looking for a plumber. He can't find a plumber in heaven. I don't think there's anything like that. But, and so we are the ones who lack those things. We lack people who connect us to jobs. You see, what I'm telling you, I won't speak for long. I'll finish just now. If you catch it, your life will change. The interest is so bad, okay, that you can't see people seeing the advantages of starting things that the church, that they will even benefit in the church, like a daycare. All my life, I've not seen anybody standing up and say, you know what, let me start a daycare. It was Abigail and I who, we tried something. But I think our facilities were not optimum, so we didn't push forward. I've not seen people who are interested in starting a daycare. Which means that if I start a daycare, you will not bring your child here. Oh, that's what it is. You will not. You will not. You will not. Because your heart and your interest is not here. If it's not here, then you will not invest here. Can you ask yourself why some people don't work? Some people are struggling to get work out there. And there are people who are giving birth to their children. They are children here, their children. You see Sunday, people bring their children. Have you not thought about that? That's even for your own benefit. That's why sometimes you should even blame some of the pastors and their wives, because they seem to have ideas that the church members don't have. Do they implement it? So look at the pastor. He has a canteen. Look at even the canteen. I can't have somebody who is very interested in the canteen to run the canteen for their own profit. I can't have anybody like that. It's Shaquille. And then it was O'Neal. These are the boys who are running a canteen. They are running a canteen for you to eat. You, big woman, you who cook good. These boys are providing food for you. Have you thought about it? The bishop, you know what? I want to take the canteen and run the canteen. Every Sunday, I'll make sure that there's food. The profit is for you. The profit is not for me, though. If the canteen was for me, you will not have something like that. And I will not have Shaq and these boys there. If it was my property. I don't need church members $50 and $20. I don't need it. At all. I don't need it. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? And so you see that even these avenues, the fact that we lack them means that this scripture is true. Because somebody will have to come along who is interested in making sure that there is food. How can we have something to eat here? then you can still go to Shopman and give him your money. You have all kinds of negative things to say about the little thing that is here. Some people come, the first thing they do is that they go to Shopman. So, it is very important. We need people who will have some things that will interest us. The world is not supposed to be the avenue for us to live our life. We're supposed to have things created for us and by us. It demands the personal interest of the people who are part of what is going on. There's no personal connection to the church that God is trying to give to us. God doesn't need a church. We are the ones who need a church. It's Tia who needs a husband. It's Amanda who needs a husband. It's Jalana who needs a husband. It's Nairon who needs a wife. All these things, it's not outside, though. The church is like a nation. Our doctors must be here. Our lawyers must be here. Because the world is so cruel that if you don't have our own here, a lot of things will not go right for us. How do they deceive us, you know? You don't know they deceive us. Don't you know that? They deceive us. So we need our kind who will explain things to us. Who will look after our interests. And who will make sure that our short life here on earth is worth it. Jesus said, the laborers are few. People who are interested in things that you are not interested in. We need those people around. People who don't like, who like what you don't like. We need those around. Shall we, can you imagine singing stars? The stage is full of singing stars. Would it not be nice? Would you not feel it more important? Three, four girls who come, don't open their mouths, they can't dance. You don't know what's happening. It's just dry. It's how we, it's, don't we have any personal interest to make sure that this thing, we, the stage is packed? That's why God will say, who can I send? And who will go for us? We need somebody to start a daycare. We need somebody to start a primary school. We need somebody to do cleaning. We need people to do gardening. So many things are needed that is connected. We need a place where we can buy our chicken. Yeah, at least when we die, we know who is killing us. Huh? Yeah. It's not something that is so, it's like, it's so straightforward. You have to ask. You have to find out. Then this, then that, then that, then that. All kinds of, there is nobody who is an established caterer. An established caterer. An established seamstress. An established dressmaker. All of us go to give our money to people outside. Because as long as we are not interested in ensuring that there's a large group of people here, we will continue to be at the mercy of the world. So, don't be self-righteous and say, oh, the mega church book, I know it. I'm not preaching the book that you know. I'm preaching what you don't know, what you don't understand. That a mega church, a large church, is a church that can supply your needs. I'm telling you, you'll be surprised the type of people who come here and work. Who is interested? And if 100, 200 people, we can't find people who are interested in certain things in the 200. Don't you think that we need another 200 to come to see whether we can get two or three? That's how it is. If the first 200, 300, we can't find people who are interested in daycare, catering, this, that, gardening, planting, this, then we need another 200, 300. And if that doesn't work, then we have to look for another 200, 300. So by the time we are okay naturally and physically in this social environment, we need about 1,000 people. Look at bus. Like, you are not interested in owning a bus. It's like you just there. I'm preaching. You like to get somebody's bus to bring people to church. You are never dreaming of owning a house. When you see these people who don't, I mean, these other people, I don't want to, these other races, in their houses, there are 3 vehicles. And they always have a bus. They always have a canter. They always have a bobcat. They always have an excavator. I told you that trowel tags, to put trowel tags on a wall is 10,000 for a bucket. And you can do 10 buckets a day if you are. And that's 100,000 a day. You don't need Exxon Mobil, Exxon Mobile, Exxon Telephone, Exxon a landline. You don't need all of that. You push 10 buckets of trowel tags in a week. That's it. The rest of the week, you are doing shalabalabalabalabala. Ratatatabalabalabalabala. That's it. Yeah. You work once a week. What kind of luxury is that? 400,000 a month. You can go to a university of university or what? And not be able to do that. If the university was something that would give you money, Calvin and these people wouldn't have gone there. They would have stopped working where they are working. Am I getting to you now? Am I making sense? We need people to do a lot of things. There are laborers. Jesus said the harvest is when the laborers are few. There are people who are interested in orphans. You are not interested in an orphan. Oh, from your face, I know. In the border. They're interested in your own child. But Jesus wants somebody to love people who also don't have parents. And if again 200, 300 people, we can't find somebody, then we need an extra 300, 400 people to see whether we can find even one. You see, some pastors and head of churches turn the church into a whole business environment. We are not like that. So I can't come and tell you, go and own an excavator. But I thought you would have thought about do all those things. Bobcat, 12,000 an hour. And they don't come for less than 4 hours. 48,000 if they are coming. Whether near or far. All that these people do, they get a bobcat, they get an excavator, and they are good. They are set for life. The last time the bobcat came here, even the wife can operate a bobcat. Then the son, who is about 7 or 8 years old, was driving the car out of the compound. Eh? I said, hey, you can't do that here. You need a driver's license to drive here. The boy was about 8 or 9. He was standing in the car and driving. Because he can't sit down. Huh? And you are 40, you can't drive. Why can you not drive? Why don't you have a driver's license? One of the simple things you get in Ghana is a driver's license. You can buy it, you can thief it, you can do all kinds of things. Mr. Shelley can sell you some if you like. Not this year. Last year. Let me say something. We are out there working. We are out there giving our energy to people. We can't generate our own community. Abigail, we tried it. She went to the school. She got the first level. Then went to the city council. We applied. They said she can do the first level and then continue to do the second level. It was just that help run in the washroom and this. We didn't know. And that's how we abandoned it. I was going to start a daycare with Abigail many years ago while she was my secretary in Georgetown. You would have been Sir Morgan by now, I'm sure. Pavel. Eh? You hear Sir Ralph? Big school. Eh? And you go to the office, you meet his wife. Holy Mary, she's so nice. when you pay late fee, she doesn't row, she doesn't howl upon you. She understands. She gave birth to Jesus. Yeah. He said, God loves you. You pay late. It's okay. We need a large church because different people. You see, if the sower sowed 100% to gain 25%, that we need thousands to get even 1,000. Are you following what I'm saying? The effort of the sower was 100%. 75% was not good. Yeah? It means that to get 25, you need 100. To get 1,000 people here, we need to have actually exposed ourselves to about 5,000. So when you're going to do Soul in Sunday, it's immediately after a conference. And there's no planning, there's no target, there's no this. People don't understand what they are going to do. Charlie, it's a joke. He says, it means you don't understand what you're trying to do. And this year is not like last year. We should do Soul in Sunday and see better results. The harvest is plenty. In a mega church, you have all types of workers. I remember the early days. What was Kitendo? We were trying to clean the trench in front of the building. He went to put some oil on his skin, and he jumped in the trench and he started pulling out the grass. I said, "Hey!" Everybody was watching him because there's nobody who can do that. There's only one person out of how many hundreds of people. We can jump into a trench and start pulling our weeds. If you have a large church, you'd be surprised that you get an electrician when you're building a house from here. Now you have to go out there. Sometimes I feel embarrassed when I ask you if anybody knows a Mason and nobody knows any Mason. I say, "Hey, so these people have been living in this country. They don't know any Mason. I should come from my foreigners and come and know a Mason and recommend a Mason to you. Somebody got to be crazy. I'm looking for a carpenter. You can't recommend a carpenter. And you live here all your life. There's a certain interest you don't have." In a large church, different categories of workers. There are so many different aspects of the church. There are so many different aspects of the church. Right? And if we are few, we will not have enough people to satisfy the needs of the church. It's just like, you have a lot of dream, or you have a big dream, but you don't have, let's say, money to realize the dream. That's how it is. So you have all of this in your head. You've written them down. Oh, I wish this. If I get money, I'll do this. The only thing is that if you had that money, you see that your dreams will be realized. In the same way, if we don't have a large church, a lot of your dreams will not be realized. Shaq, who are you going to marry? Have you seen somebody around already? Are you sure? You talk to enough girls. You find one yet? And you are 20. You are 23. Well, you have some time. You have about 2-3 years. Leon, do you see somebody you can marry? Why you say no? Enough girls around. Yeah. You see girls on that side? Don't you see girls there? Oh, you are too young. Yeah. Christopher. Why is Sister Charlene laughing? I don't know why Sister Charlene is laughing. Chris. It's overdue. Yeah, no, that Christopher is the type who needs his type of woman. It's a special case. Yeah. It's true, yeah, it's a special case. Yeah. It's a special case. Yeah. It's a special case. It's true. Yeah. Jack is a special case. Steve is a special case. Leave us a very sheep. Special. So if in a company of 300-400 people, these guys cannot find a woman, Jalana, they will need another 400 people. Even the 400 crowd, the first 400 has not worked, so we actually need 800. Before you see a special character who you'll be surprised reading loves Chris. Say, wow. Say, girl, you are right. Say, yeah. Yeah. No, there is every reason why we must have a good mega church. I'm telling you. Oh, yes. There's every good reason why. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steve? See, Steve is a birds man. Apostle? Is a special kid. For Steve to come to the altar, Steve needs a type of woman. Who is not here yet? Yeah. Ah. Joe is a special case. Joe is like a teddy bear, isn't it? Fluffy, fluffy, fluffy. Yeah, Joe is a special case. And I'm sure they are special cases. Francis is a special case. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Hawk is a special case. You think that he can get any woman? He can't get any woman. No, he can't just get. Francis can't just get any woman. He may have a woman who may be interested in him, but it will be the wrong woman. Does he understand? Does he understand what she's actually thinking about? These are special people. These are special cases. Yeah. So do we need a mega church or not? Yeah. And some of you who probably are even married, if we had a mega church, you would not have married the person you married. Because there was nobody around. That's why you picked the person you picked. Yeah. Yeah. You'd be surprised that what you chose, if you had about five of that, you'd have been confused. You'd have been confused. If you don't take it, we'll even drive you out of the church because it's like you're trying to play all of them. You don't know who to choose. Because it's a large pool of choices. You need a mega church or you don't need a mega church? Look at Sister Shona. She's a special case. Who can lift such a giant? Sister Esther is laughing. Who can lift such a giant? Are you not afraid? Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who can lift Shona up. Maybe with the exception of Goldie and maybe Herman, who lift weights. Calvin. Okay, maybe Calvin. Calvin said he would try. No, Shona is a very special woman. Her size alone. Can't marry no Baku. No dwarf. No shati. No shat man. No. No matter how rich he is, can't on the day of her wedding say, now you may kiss your bride. And the guy got to find something to stand on to kiss Shona. Can't have somebody like that. And instead of the person lifting Shona up for a picture, it's Shona who's rather lifting him up for a picture. Yeah. Yeah, unique. But if we can't find Shona's type, big and tall, it looks like all them black people are in the church. I don't know which generation you came from. You're all midgety. Michael, small frame. So we need another thing. Epson again. We need another 300-400 people to see whether if the first 300-400 has not worked. Hey, then we rather need a double. Another 800. Before we can probably find one giant. And when he steps into the chapel, everybody knows that, oh, this is Chandler's husband. We have the testimony. Yeah. And even you who think that you have somebody, if you had waited about 20 years later, you'd have found somebody in the church who would have treated you well. We need a large church. We need people who find interest in other people. You see, still, I can't find a teacher who will give our children lessons for them to get grade ones only, distinctions, CXA. I still can't find people like that. Yeah. Still. So we need another 400, 500, 600. Lecturers at UG. Hey, when are we going to get a lecturer from UG in the church? Instead of just having people being lectured all the time. Special cases. Thank you. Lady Pastor Abigail is a special case. She's over 15 years old. She still needs a man. Yeah, no, she has not given up. No. We don't, here in this church, we don't give up. Yeah, Sister Esther has not given up. We are not giving up. Yeah, we don't stop believing. Judy has not given up. Judy like black men, like the black men. Yeah, hey, she likes black men. Yeah, black men is her weakness. These are big people. They need equally big people. Yeah. Sister Elsa is a special case. A big woman who comes to church Sunday, Wednesday. And it's her husband. Yeah, so she stopped traveling with this girl who she's traveled with all the time. Nice man who squeeze she. And give her icky. Well, Sister Elsa comes just Sunday morning and she talking to me. I say, Sister Elsa, what is around your neck there? The mosquito. Yes. Sister Elsa also deserves an icky. Yeah, in a mega church. The harvest truly is plenty. The people to harvest it, the people to tap into all the possibilities around, it's few. I need somebody who's interested in crusade. The bishop every month, let's do crusade. I'll put the teams together, just come and preach crusade every month. Crusade. You're thinking about yourself, your mistress, your children, your money. Think about Keela. Think about Jeremiah. That's all you think about. Who's that? Yeah, I'm also asking myself, who's that? People who are interested in the things of God. We don't have them now. When are we going to have them? We have to have a lot of people. To have people like that. So there's so many reasons why it is for your benefit. Oh yeah. It's your interest. So if you'll be interested in gathering people, bringing people in drones, praying and say, Lord, help me. Let me become a contributor to this large denomination, this large church. Because I've heard that I myself, I'll benefit. Again, it is so bad that we trust the people out there than the people in the church. Should I say it again? Some people, if you tell them, me, I don't deal with people in the church. Who else are we going to deal with? These are the people God has given to us. Who are we going to deal with? It's not them people we're going to deal with. These are people. Who? Somebody outside? How? Why? We've been doing our project for what? About 5 years now? Nobody owns a soundtrack. Every day we are taking money, we are giving it to people. When will somebody from here arise and do something so that we give the person the money? Yeah. You should come and see them. Blocksman, come to collect this hundredth or something thousand. Sunman, come. Something hundreds of thousands. This messing, so all kinds of things. The money is just, as we gather, it goes out there. I want to give the money to you. But the laborers are few. Acts chapter 2, finally. Verse 44 of Acts chapter 2. And all that believed. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. Amazing. What an interest these people had in the church. What an interest these people had in the church. To sell what you possess, empower them to all men. As every man had need, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We need a lot of people in the church. We need people who even own properties, who sell it. So far, we don't have them yet. Everybody's holding on to their real estate. Some people are now going for lands and things. They are holding on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Is it Solomon said something? As I grew up, I'm understanding more. Sometimes, even the if you want to call it, the problems riches can bring, the issues wealth can generate. You have one house here, two house here, three house here. You can't manage them. I'm telling you. As I'm building, I'm just realizing how useless it is to make your house so fancy. Does it make sense? I think I understand why Guyana, you know, we just build a shell, then we bust it into two. And then this side is a sleeping area. Even the wall that we used to bust the house into, it doesn't go to the roof. It's just up to a certain level. So when you are talking in one room, you can hear it in another room. It's simple. It's simple. You see people, if you know Trautex, the price. You see people build a big house. They put Trautex on the whole house outside. Ha! You got money for waste. There's a guy who, there's a road. I've passed a few times. And there's a guy who has invested in, I think, about 6 or 8 apartments in one building. Gone to court and have furnished the whole place. And he's renting furnished apartment. I saw it on Facebook. $2,500 for an apartment. It is empty for the past 3-4 months. Sometimes when I pass there in the night, you see one light in one of the rooms. It's a show, just to show people that somebody lived there. Nobody lived in the place. Is he lived there? He come and sleep there for the night. Yeah. There were 6 or 8 apartments. $2,500 a month. He's built it somewhere. And he thinks that people will get ExxonMobil and people to come and rent. If you are renting place, rent for Guyanese, 60,000, 65, 50. You get that, it will go quick. 2,500, six apartments. Even if you get one apartment rented, who's going to rent the other five? So to even have people who are interested in selling their property for the church is also rare. Yeah. I think it's the lady Pastor Abigail who one day gave her car to the church. Since then, Calvin has never given a car to us. Yeah. He's always selling cars. We never give car to the church. It's coming this year. Next year. You're laughing at Sister Charlene. No.
They are special. The leprous, the people, they are few. The people who can do certain things, I'm telling you, they are few. I'm telling you, a few.
Is it somebody like Randall? It's only one person. And I'm sure many of you enjoy her. Yeah. You didn't build a church and you're enjoying a church member? We should be careful. Yeah. I'm sure some of you enjoy her. When the people were babies, was it the Sunday night? I heard she hired a Reagan's bus and paid for anybody who wanted to go.
It's rare.
I know people who like opportunities and sponges like that. You're like a sponge. When you put it in water, you do. Then you swear like that.
Can you imagine if we had 10 people like her?
Check the sweet papa. The only one. If you don't take a people, just break her down with applications and requests every week. Application for this. Application for that. Application for that. Application for that. Yeah? If you don't take a, you even drive such a person away. Because there's only one.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes if you don't... These people, we need... Let me tell you. I don't know if you understand or believe what I'm saying. The laborers are few. Yeah. Laborers are few. See, if you think that we are okay. This is all. I'm telling you, it's not. And there are even different types of people that God is waiting for us to bring into the church. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. If you can have this, you can have that, you can have this, you'll be surprised. Stand to your feet. Time is up. Father, thank you for tonight. We have heard you. Transform our lives and change our church by this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
For booking and more information on the ministry of Victor Collins, please call us on 592-691-5301 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. God richly bless you.